Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 18th. A small wildfire is burning near Norwood. According to a press release from the Montrose County Sheriff, the fire is burning on public land 3.5 miles north of Norwood on Deer Mesa. At least six different agencies are working the Nelson Ditch Fire. The fire is estimated at 10 to 20 acres in size and is moving northeast. No structures are currently threatened. There is a large amount of smoke in the area. The San Miguel County Fairgrounds is accepting evacuated horses. The sheriff asks to please avoid the area of County Road 42ZN and Moondance Trail in order to give personnel room to work. Attorney General Phil Weiser is on a Get Acquainted tour of Western Colorado, bringing the blue wave to Delta County. Weiser and members of his staff spent a couple of days at the Delta County Courthouse this week, participating in a town hall with Republican State Representative Matt Soper. Weiser also met with county commissioners and law enforcement officials. The Democrat worked with Soper on multiple bipartisan bills during this past legislative session, and Weiser told KVNF News that he intends to be part of a team effort across the entire state.
I care about Delta County. I'm here today for this town hall. I'm going to be here tomorrow for a law enforcement roundtable. I'm going to be back for the Club 20 conference. I'm going to be in Grand Junction again next week doing a town hall. This is a critical part of our state, and we're all one state, and we're all in this together. Whatever the issue is, water, improving criminal justice, transportation infrastructure, we've got to work together. If people don't feel heard, that's bad, and I want to correct it. We're going to hire a lawyer in our office who works on the Western Slope, and we're going to make sure that people from our office like the ones here today get to know communities here. We've got to be in this together, and that's the way I'm going to help lead this office.
Many citizens wanted to talk to Weiser about the red flag law, which Governor Jared Polis signed and will take effect January 1st, barring legal challenges. The controversial measure would allow law enforcement officials to take guns away from people deemed to be a threat to themselves or to others. Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor is on record saying he might choose not to enforce the red flag law if and when it takes effect.
I am confident we're all going to work together on this. We're working together on how we implement and administer this law, how we get out the information, how we hear concerns, so that this is a valuable tool for law enforcement and is used appropriately.
What can the state do to get Delta County and Montrose County and these Western Slope counties that don't have money for mental health resources, what can the state do to help?
The big answer I have is on substance abuse and recovery and rehabilitation. I'm suing pharmaceutical companies for lying to people, making money, and trying to get away with it. We're going to hold them accountable. We're going to get money from the Sackler family, from Purdue Pharma and others, and then we can use that money to support drug treatment and rehabilitation. And that is essential because lives have been destroyed, and probably the most important thing I can do in this office is help lead on that issue. And so that's my critical and important answer. More broadly, we'll need to keep exploring creative solutions because I'm with you. Both substance abuse and mental health issues are incredibly important, and we need to do more.
Indeed, it was a rare thing to see a Democratic attorney general in the conservative chambers of the Delta County Courthouse. But Weiser said there was no culture shock for him or for his staff from Denver.
I love Western Colorado. We went to the Grand Junction Rockies game last night. We had a blast. I'm just bummed that it seems like the peaches aren't quite ripe yet, so I can't enjoy. People here are so welcoming and are really a community that pulls together. So, no, I don't feel culture shock. I feel inspired.
The announcement that the Bureau of Land Management would be moving its headquarters to Grand Junction came as a shock to many. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle has more on how elected officials and public land advocates are reacting.
Senator Cory Gardner is claiming victory over the announcement that the Bureau of Land Management will be moving its national headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado.
Today is a great day for Colorado and a great day for Grand Junction. The announcement that the Bureau of Land Management will be moving to Grand Junction, that it will be headquartered in Grand Junction, is a significant win for Colorado. This means that people will be able to have greater say, greater impact on public lands decisions that affect their community. This is an effort that I started years ago under the Obama administration so that we could have the policymakers in Washington closer home to the people that are most impacted by the decisions that Washington makes. And today we celebrate as the director of BLM, the headquarters of BLM, will be coming to Grand Junction.
The Yuma Republican made the announcement on Twitter on Monday. Details about the move have not yet been made available. However, the Washington Post has reported that the Interior Department plans on moving about 80 employees from Washington to Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis celebrated the announcement Monday, saying that it's both good for the nation, having the BLM leaders closer to their employees, and for Colorado, with a likely injection into the economy in Colorado's western slope. While the move has support from both Democrats and Republicans, there are some who say the announcement is nothing more than political theater.
This looks to us like a PR stunt.
Aaron Weiss is the deputy director for the Center for Western Priorities, a public lands advocacy group focused on political oversight. His organization maintains that Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, who hails from Rifle, Colorado, does not have the authority to make this decision.
When Congress passed the last appropriations bill, they included specific language that says the Interior Department must go back through Congress in order to reorganize. And it's clear from today's announcement that the folks who would need to sign off on this were blindsided by what Interior is doing.
Weiss says that Bernhardt would need the blessing of two key Democrats, Raul Grijalva of Arizona, who chairs the Committee on Natural Resources, and Betty McCollum of Minnesota, who chairs the Interior Appropriations Subcommittee.
And you would have gotten their buy-in for something like this. They didn't do that. And David Bernhardt, the Interior Secretary, has an actively hostile relationship with those folks. So they are not inclined to trust him. They do not give him the benefit of the doubt. So the odds of this actually happening, I think, are close to zero.
According to the Denver Post, Gardner first proposed the idea of moving the BLM headquarters at a Senate hearing in 2016. After President Donald Trump's election later that year, the senator organized support within the Trump administration and in Grand Junction, his office said Monday. From the KBUT studios in Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.